Badge and Sats, Fletch.
Yeah.
You join us as always on a Tuesday. Ahead of Sports Day later tonight. They've got a big show planned. They've got Paul Gallen on. We couldn't get Gal, but these guys could because they're the big ticket item here on SEN. How are you guys?
How are you, gents? Sats just doing a bit of late minute work there.
I was just trying to remember some of those weird married names you were talking about earlier on, Brian.
Meaning?
Yeah, you know, the couples that have married each other are a little bit strange. And you're talking about the Gretzky's, which is actually father-daughter, which is not actually a married
No, that
couple.
Was good-looking. No, good-looking couple.
That was one of our listeners, boys, that said, yeah, Wayne and Paulina. Yeah, so Paulina's married to DJ, isn't she?
Yep.
Yes.
Dusty. Right.
Yep. I kind of think of Joel and Fletch, you know, as a team, not really as a couple, but... Adam, to reach the microphone, Joel's microphone, are you on your knees? Are you just sitting
hey,
down?
Whoa. We'll keep it clean.
Down
until after the show with Fletch.
Gary, keep it clean. We don't know what you blokes get up to at Varsity Lakes. Hey, boys, I haven't spoken to you since last week when we completely demolished the Queensland State of Origin team.
Yeah, well played, guys.
Are you being showing controversy again, Brian? Last time you were controversial was in 2000.
Yeah.
Game 3.
It wasn't controversial because we went on to win another 4 series after that. It was when you had that team of absolute champions. Which
4? You didn't win the next year.
Yeah. Alfie came back.
You lost in 2001.
Then after that.
Yeah, but we won another 4.
Yeah. 4 of the next 5.
Oh, yeah, the last 20 years.
03, 04,
I thought you meant
05. Sorry, 3. And then you went on that run. But, boys, Reece Walsh. There's talk of him being, Jesus, a big ass.
No.
Kid just played a handful of games. Do you think this will... Do you think Greeny will go down that track?
I know he's been talked about at great levels, but it depends on whether Kalyn Pong is going to be available, and if he isn't, do they move
and
Val Brimson, back onto the wing?
Is Brimson going to be fit? He mightn't even play this week, Brimson.
Exactly. Plays. So, we talk about is it too much for them, but we see these young athletes these days. I think it's in life the teenagers have got more confidence than we have had at the same age. They're really not scared of the big stage. Actually, they revel in it, so... You know what? I think if they threw him in, why not?
How on earth, though, are you going to stop the back five, in particular the 3 game breakers, as I called them early in the show? How do you turn that around? How do you negate the firepower that New South Wales have in that back five?
I don't know. Ask Paul Green.
Snipers from the bleachers.
Oh. Yeah, that's uncool.
Solid.
I don't know. Got me gone.
What about you, wow. Bad? Solid's 11
and if I knew, I wouldn't tell you, Blush.
What
we'd
a
go
plan.
Straight to Freddie.
Fletch, you know Freddie really well. And I was up in Townsville calling the game last week, and we're in the box right next to Freddie. And Craig Fitzgibbon and Brandy. Brandy was really animated. It was really interesting watching all of them. But you know Freddie better than most. Honestly, even when it was 8-0 after 15 or 20 minutes, his heart rate did not get above 70 or 80. He was as cool as they came.
Yeah, he does show it. He doesn't show it. He's very calm. Remember the famous when he first started coaching the Chooks and he was eating the muffins?
When he was just remember he used to go on the footy show and he used to get in those bad, mad sweats? He used to get those real bad sweats.
That was when he was playing. That was when he was playing, though. Then he got it. Now he's cool. Now he's just... Laid back Freddie.
What's the earthing?
Brandy should be careful. He's, what's he, 70 watts?
Yeah.
Brandy.
Oh, you mean the ticker.
Careful getting his heart rate up.
Yeah. Ticker masala. Hey, boys, I want to ask you this. I'm heading up to Cairns on the weekend.
Wow.
Yeah, taking the girls Monday. We're all coming up there. And I'm intrigued to do this because it's come to light that a woman, she was a freediver, she captures a rare photo of a penis fish off the coast of Australia. So... Yeah. And it's saying it's up that way. So,
yeah, they're quite large up here, the penis fish.
Have you ever seen these fish? Now, these fish are called the Pria pulidea, or also known as the penis worm, due to its uncanny resemblance to the male genitalia.
Mm.
Have you ever been spearfishing and run into any of these guys?
No.
Never been spearfishing.
No.
I have seen something would resemble it, but it would have been after... Yeah, 14 rums and...
Well,
where's this going?
What?
No, I'm just saying. I mean, I can't wait to get out in the Great Barrier Reef because I like my snorkeling. But this fish, actually, it's known as the sea cucumber. So Chinese folk, they believe attributes male sexual health and aphrodisiac qualities to the sea cucumber, aka the PF, as it is physically resembles a phallus and uses a defense mechanism similar to... ejaculation as it stiffens and squirts at its aggressor. It is also considered a cure for tendonitis and arthritis. So my question to you, Badge,
give me some of that.
Your tennis elbow that you have.
Yeah. Can you bring some back for me?
Have you ever thought about why you're just out there on that right-hander at Cabarita, just getting off your board, diving down and locking
calluses.
Horns with the sea cucumber?
Helps for his calluses.
What do I do if I break one of its parts off?
No, you don't. It's you're got
just to let it squirt at me.
Well, it's good. Oh. It can cure tendonitis and arthritis. It's unbelievable. This has gone viral. As you could imagine. No, the photo. This lady. Her name.
It's not this Japanese person that I heard you got Adam to read out before.
No, that was her. Her name is Josie Jones.
Fukuhara.
Josie Jones, and it's gone. But I just want to know, because you're Queenslanders, and I'm coming up there.
You've got to be careful swimming up in North Queensland. I actually think you're allowed to swim at the moment, because the Irrigangis get you. They might get your blood worm.
And the crocodiles?
Mm. No.
Otherwise, it's bloody beautiful October to May, there.
The Irrigangis.
Mm. Okay.
October to May. So this is the
you're sweet.
So it's June, two weeks in, and you're going to take the risk that they've all gone. They've all just turned on and headed back wherever they go.
Gary, sometimes life is a risk. Sometimes you just got to take that step.
Hey, Fletch, is your daughter still vaping?
No, I think she's now on full-blown joints now.
Proud?
Yeah. No, we don't muck around in Bondi. We go from one to other pretty goddamn quick.
Hey, guys, any A grades this week?
Oh, yes. So my A grade was A grade yesterday. Who had, you know, those retractable dog leashes?
Yeah.
Well, he's let it run like 50 metres. The bloke was 60 and he just thought it was hilarious, but people were tripping over it. Then I saw him, this was down the beachfront, then I saw him about an hour later, Bunnings, doing the same thing through the aisles.
Yeah, ridiculous. My A grade, guys, was when you're in a packed car park and the person that you see someone, you finally get a bit of luck, you see someone dive into their car. And they're about to go. So you wait, you stop, put the blinker on, and they sit in there for 5 minutes doing God knows what.
I'm not going anywhere.
No, they are going somewhere eventually, but they're on their phone or who knows what they're doing. But, yeah, A grade.
Did you have your head on back to front at the time? Did they think he's too young to be driving?
Hang on, this
makes sense.
Just for this segment, I've turned it around for you, Sats.
Hang on. So this is making sense now.
Yeah, that's why I've put the hat on
Famous
backwards.
For it.
Just for Sats.
Brooksy's got just a beauty, though. Brooksy, tell the boys about your A grade.
Yeah, I was getting the L90 up to Four Pines Park to watch Seagulls Cowboys.
Go, man.
And I got airdropped a message saying, give me your hotspot password. So someone was trying to get my password to log onto my hotspot from my phone to use the internet data because they didn't want to use theirs.
Was Tinder involved or no?
Not at that time.
No. Okay.
So it's someone you didn't know?
No, yeah, just a random that was on the bus or in the vicinity texting me that to get me my password. It's a tight ass Tuesday and an A grade.
Yeah.
It is.
One. How good's that?
It's rare. It's a rare double.
Michael Bublé.
Have you got A grades, guys?
Chase, I've got one, boys. I went to a vegan restaurant in Byron Bay.
You're not a vegan guy, Jase.
No, but I've learnt hippie chicks are hot. Let's park that for the moment.
Yeah.
I went in there and a matching couple came in with man buns on top of their heads.
Ooh. Mm. Were they wearing linen?
When you say hippie chicks are hot, is it the non-shaved underarms? Or?
Well, I didn't check their underarms.
No,
is it true that you got tossed out of a vegan restaurant because you wore deodorant?
Yes. And I'd showered in the last 2 weeks.
That's ridiculous. Oh,
yeah, and I had a job.
Oh, here we go.
just cleaning them all up. My A grade is cafes when you go there for breakfast now I don't want tomatoes because they give me gout. Okay. So I said, listen, can I not have the tomatoes?
Sure,
which on the extras menu is what, $3? I don't want the tomatoes because they give me gout, but I'll have a chip a latte. But they still charge you the extra.
You want to swap?
My A grade. Cafes can make you do that.
I gotcha. Yeah, that's a good one. What's yours, Badge?
Whoever took that photo of that young lad, the swimmer, they said he got forced to wear the female swimming outfit.
Yes.
And it's made a little news. Well, his mum's now said, no, he wanted to wear that. He loves dressing up.
Yep.
I was there.
It's like Goose of the Week.
Yes.
Whoever took the photos is a goose, is an A grade.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, it was like a Goose of the Week. But she said he wears dresses to school when he wants to.
Yeah.
He likes dressing up.
Mm. Which is fine. But
that's fine.
What about the journo who did obviously do the research? Just thought, right, I will. But Sats, back to yours. Yeah, the goose of the week. Remember that was you used to have to wear a bright. Ours used to be fluorescent pink.
Yes.
And you had to do a training session in your cozzies.
Yep.
With no shoes on. Like, is that bullying? Because I'm going to take it up with Gus.
Well, in this day and age, it would be. It would be, Brian. You would have been. I don't think you would have received a lot, but I think you would have nominated plenty.
I got as many as I gave.
Yep.
Yeah.
Happily.
Because it was nothing to do with the game. It was always what happened at the bourbon downstairs in that
and
brass
you were,
bar.
And if you're always there, you're a bigger chance than blokes that don't turn up.
Well, it was a bit of a badge of honour. Pardon the pun.
Paul Gallen on your show on Sports Day tonight, guys.
He's fired up. He is.
Of course he is. He's got a fight to sell.
Yeah, I know, but it's not. No. Oh, look, he is filthy. He said, I understand they've got a fight to sell, and Dean Lonergan especially, but he said some of the stuff they've said is just plain wrong, and I don't know what Sats has done.
Why's Miss Piggy in there?
Fletcher just sent me the link to the penis fish.
what about it?
Oh, that's horrible. That is horrible.
Yeah.
Can you eat it?
It is. Yeah.
Please.
Well, do we share it with that of our listeners? Or?
Oh. Hey, we'll put it on Twitter. Brooks, you'll put it on Twitter.
Yeah. So how long is it?
The segment or the fish?
The fish.
I can't really tell because I can't really tell the scale.
It's a healthy looking fish, though.
It's on the bottom of the. It's on the bottom of the floor. I'd say
it's
it'd be
weathered.
Between
it's weathered.
Nine
it's
and
had some work.
9 and 12 inches, I'd say.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's a Queenslander.
So Paul Gallen.
Yeah, Paul Gallen. Yeah, he's fired up. You know, Mike Tyson once said everyone's got a game plan until they get smacked in the face. And I'm going to ask Gal that. Is that his approach? Yeah, you can have all the game plans. You can have all the history in boxing. You can be growing up in a boxing gym ever since you were 7 or 8 years of age. But until you get smacked in the face, the game plan goes out the window. So
sure does.
I think he's got a chance to win on points.
Yep.
Yeah.
Do you think if he wins, he'll win on points? Like tactically, obviously.
I think he realizes he's got to knock him out.
Yeah.
But Justice Hooney has admitted that he knows how fit Paul Gallen is, and he's ready for that. Yeah, he weighed in today at something like 99 kilos.
Yeah,
he looks good.
And Hooney's 106. But he said he snuck one in early on Big Daddy Brown, and that just fired him up. Then he just went, I've got him here, and that's why he went crazy. So, he's not expecting to go crazy in that first round, but he's fit enough to go the 10. And, yeah, really interesting. Really interesting. He's not, for mine anyway, $5 is pretty juicy odds, isn't
it? Yeah, absolutely.
Two-horse race.
Well, enough of this highbrow stuff with you guys.
Yeah, have a good show, guys. Jace, good luck with the vegans.
Yep.
And
thanks.
And Sats and Badge, just love what you do. You're really professional. I love it.
And Fletch can't wait for a bit of fish and chips when he gets to Cairns.
Hey, Brooksy, also, I started watching Mr. In Between. What a show.
Oh, how good.
What so a show. Good.
Well, you know who the dad is, Kenny Graham. You know the great Kenny Graham?
Yeah.
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 Kenny's an old comic / actor. Does a lot of sportsman shows. He's the he's the dad of what's his name? Ray.
Ray.
Yeah.
Yeah. So listeners, if you got Binge or I think Fox as well.
Still on Animal House. Between.
Double down on Mayor of Easttown as well.
I watched Sats. That. Watched that last week.
Oh,
outstanding.
Yes.
Yeah.
Winslet. Whoa. Mm. What an effort.
Hey, lads, we're going to let you go.
Yeah, that Brooksy was winding us up, and then he starts chiming in like Bill Collins over here. We've got the watch.
Hey, thanks for joining us.
See ya.
Good
See
on you,
guys.
See ya.
Sports Day with Badge and Sats coming up tonight.